seek out instead his kingship over you, and the rest will follow in turn. Today in the life of the church, we celebrate a little-known saint in the United States, but certainly well-known in Italy, St. Felix of Cantalice. And as the opening prayer said, he was known for his simplicity, but often we mistake the simplicity of the saints with their being simplistic. He was hardly a simplistic boy. He was simple because he understood the real principle of life was to serve God, and in serving God, he would serve his neighbor. And so St. Felix began life being born of poor peasant parents, and as a youth, he would work as a shepherd and a farm laborer. And in reading the lives of the desert fathers, he was torn between entering religious life as a hermit or to enter a community. He would eventually enter the Capuchin order as a lay brother, and he would be sent to Rome, and he would spend the next 38 years of his life in Rome as the questor for the friary there. And often he would be seen aiding the sick and the poor while he would be out on his journeys, but he was particularly known for his reverence for all human beings, and he has much to teach us in this day and age as to what it means to have reverence for all human beings. He had reverence for all human beings because he realized they were purchased by a very steep price, that was the blood of their Savior, Jesus Christ, and so he truly revered them, and he truly would exercise charity towards them. And so often, while he would be out, he would be seen preaching. He would particularly be seen correcting corrupt politicians and corrupt officials, and he would constantly be exhorting the young men of Italy to abandon their life of dissolution and take up the life of religion, the life of adoration of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so he has much to teach us in this day and age in which there is an attempt to outlaw the very virtue of charity, hiding it under such devious titles as hate crimes, which is really nothing but the outlawing of the ability to preach about a particular vice and its sinful nature. St. Felix of Cantalice would have none of that deception of the world, for he knew that human beings were purchased by too steep of a price, and he would not allow any of the attempts of corrupt politicians to prevent him from teaching the Word of God. And so, in this day and age, even though he lived in the 1500s, he has much to teach us, for we too are saturated with corrupt politicians who seek to outlaw Christ in order to exalt the life of dissolution, the life of vice, and to try to introduce many souls into its practice. And so let us turn to St. Felix of Cantalice this day, who was simplistic because he knew that to be truly human was to worship and adore God above all things, and then to love their neighbor as themselves for God's sake. And so he would include among his friends great theologians, St. Philip Neri and St. Charles Borromeo amongst them, and they would come to him because they too, even though they had more education in the formal sense than St. Felix of Cantalice, they recognized the work that God was doing in the soul of St. Felix and would often consult him on matters of faith and morals, and St. Felix would always have the right answer and the right way. And so let us turn to him in this day and in this age so that he may intercede for us, so that we too may have the strength to go forward, particularly in the public order, and exercise the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, which were the vanguard of his life, which were the particular mark of his life. For everywhere he went, he would bring the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy. And most particularly, he would be earnest in the spiritual works of mercy, in which he would, in charity, try by all means to correct sinners in order to bring them to true life, in order to bring them to the life of grace. And so let us strive ourselves, like St. Felix, to remain in the life of grace in order that we can truly be used as instruments in the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary in order to bring that life of grace to all souls, most particularly those souls who are attempting at this very moment to corrupt our society and to corrupt the world by the exaltation of vice and the outlawing of virtue. And so let us ask him to intercede for us this day, so that we may have the courage to witness to Christ as he did, by our example, by our words, and all that we did, as St. Felix did, and not worry, as the Gospel tells us, about what others may think and what others may do. For if Christ is for us, then no one can truly be against us, because he will defend us. He will defend us even in our hour of death, in order that we may return to him and his Father in that life to come, that life which all souls are called to enter into, that life which St. Felix of Cantalice now enjoys because he understood the value of worship and adoration of our Lord Jesus Christ, and would have none of human respect in face of the politicians and the officials of his day, but would always witness to the truths of the Catholic faith, and would try to bring that faith to all souls that he met. Whether they were high-born or low-born, St. Felix treated them all in the same manner. He treated them all as souls purchased by the blood of Christ, and so let us strive to do the same to each other.